Hi, it's Paul Hurst here from Rock FM, and I'm with Mr. Swarbrick from Fishermore High School, and we're talking about in-school radio. Now, I believe you guys back at the school have got all the kit and everything. Tell us about your school setup.
Right, well, it all started about a couple of years ago where we got Radio Lancashire in and sort of got all the school going, and we were really keen to get involved in the radio side of it. We got some equipment hired in and we paid a lot of money for the hiring of it, and we thought, why not actually purchase some equipment? So we've been using it every February for the last two or three years now in terms of launching our own radio station. We're using RSL, which goes in a 25-mile radius of the school. And that enables us to broadcast to the local community, to parents, to kids tuning in from there. We have it as a year nine project, and away from that, we've also started doing the project with yourselves, Rock FM. We also do some community work, and we do some work with BBC News Report Day. So we think radio is amazing, the kids love it, and it really encourages them to work well in school.
So what kind of benefits, as a teacher, do you think that radio can bring to the curriculum?
Well, I think it does a lot of things, apart from the obvious, which improves your skills in speaking and listening. I think it is brilliant in terms of creative skills, away from actual curriculum skills like maths, English, science. It empowers everything, including creative thinking, teamwork. Lots of people maybe who are used to working as individuals, working in groups with people they might not normally work with in order to produce a programme. So things like that is absolutely superb and helps them in every single subject.
And can you tell us what your students are doing here at Rock FM today?
Yeah, well, we auditioned from our year nine group. We had 60 people audition for a place at this Rock FM new thing that we're actually doing within school. We appointed 16 people who have actually come to Rock FM for the 2 days. They've come here to do some training. They've been split into four groups, a group looking in marketing, a group looking at directing, a group looking at presenting, and a group looking at other creative things to do with the radio. They've come here, they're training with presenters, with people like yourselves who are linked with the radio station, in order to go back and create their own show that they're going to be uploading to the school Rock FM website every month.
Right, well, thanks a lot for your time, and that all sounds really exciting. You can check out more details on the Rock FM website, rockfm.co.uk/schoolsrock. Thanks a lot.